Good, how are you guys?
I overheard your answer over there talking about not working in the future, talking about Myles Garrett, but still a disappointing way for him to start.
Well, obviously it hurts when you lose a premier pass rusher like Myles. I don't know what his prognosis is for this weekend, but certainly he wasn't out there today, and from what's been reported, doesn't look like he'll be able to play, and it hurts losing a guy that's that much of a game changer. Sorry, what?
You play through a high spring core?
Minor. Not, and I'm a different position. I can play on peg legs. You know, when you're a defensive player and you got to run and bend and get up on your toes, that's a different injury than if it happens to an offensive lineman. I mean, we don't really have to get up on our toes, and that's what, when you have a high ankle sprain, you can't get up on your toes, and so it's hard to run. We don't have to run. It's nice.
It seems like one of the toughest injuries, not to come back from, but to play well after your back. Do you think it's part of what you're explaining there?
Well, I think naturally everybody wants to come back as quickly as they can. So a lot of times you see guys come back sooner than they're ready to come back, and especially at skill positions, at positions where you have to be up on top of your toe and you have to run, it's a very difficult injury. And even though you can feel good enough to try to get out there and you can tape it up and brace it up as much as you can, you're just not the same player you were before the injury, because it is tough. It really limits your ability to just run.
What do you think the Steelers are going to do? What do you think they're thinking, taking on a rookie quarterback? Do you think they come in thinking they can rattle him, get to him, if they're just, you know, throwing bodies at him?
I'm not sure what they're thinking, but certainly every coach I've been around, when you face a rookie quarterback, it's let's try to rattle him, let's throw a bunch of different looks at him, let's throw a bunch of blitzes at him and see if he can handle it. And I wouldn't expect anything differently in this game, because they want to test him. They want to see what he knows and what he can handle and try to find a weakness in his game and go at it, because that's what the NFL is all about. You try to find your opponent's weakness and you go at it until they fix it.
Without Deshaun having played any games, do you see the comparison between Ben, just as far as big, strong, big-arm guys that you kind of need in this division?
Well, they're both from Northwest Ohio, which is pretty exciting for those folks near Toledo. But there's definitely a lot of similarities between the two guys as far as their size and their arm strength. I don't think Ben was ever quite as fast as Deshaun is. So certainly I think Deshaun's feet can be a little bit more of a weapon. But when you're talking about size and arm strength, I would say they're comparable.
Coach had said they were... Calvin Pryor was going to be released, and there's apparently a fight before practice. When you have that and you have Myles, does it just feel like a lot of stuff going on before week one that you guys have to kind of put aside?
You know, I never really think of it like that, because there's always stuff that goes on throughout the week. It's just a matter of what you want to focus on, and as a player, it's always important to just kind of focus on your little slice of the pie, focus on what you can control. And the great news is usually when you're in game week, you're kind of overwhelmed with game plan stuff and preparing for your opponent anyway, that you don't have a lot of opportunity to worry about anything else that's going on outside of just your job.
Have you talked to Myles at all, and, you know, how he's handling the disappointment?
I think he's doing a good job. I had breakfast with him this morning, and it's just important when you're a guy that wants to be out there so bad that you don't get discouraged. And, well, I'm sure he's disappointed. I think he's focused on getting back as soon as he can.
Was it tougher for him to deal with the injury or to have breakfast with you?
Well, I ate all his bacon, so he probably was upset about that.
Joe, you've gotten to know Coach Jackson now for over a year. He's talked about this commitment to run this year based on the changes in the offensive line. Yet now he's got this big strapping, big-arm quarterback. Do you think it's going to be a challenge for him to be disciplined with that commitment to run?
No, I think just because you want to have a commitment to run doesn't mean you don't want to take shots down the field. And actually, I think having Deshaun and hopefully a good running game can fit into exactly what he wants in his offense, what he envisions. From the time he got here, he always said he wants to be a team that runs the ball and takes deep shots down the field. He always says you run to get ahead and you throw to score points or something like that. Maybe I got it wrong, but basically you have to have big chunks in the passing game, throw the ball down the field to score points in this league. You can't expect to just hand the ball off every play and win every week. It's just not going to happen. You have to get big chunks in the passing game, and having a quarterback like Deshaun who can throw the ball down the field, who can be a vertical threat, make those safeties back off, is going to be really important, and I think that's why he fits really well with the offense he wants to have.
Joe, what's he going to – what do you think of what went down with Joe Hayden? Is it going to be strange to see him on the other side?
Yeah, it'll definitely be unusual and strange to see him in a Steelers jersey. Being my teammate for so long, it'll be tough seeing him in the yellow and black colors.
Was it a surprise to you that he was cut? I mean, he's been here for so long, like you said, and played well with health.
Yeah, I would say I was just as surprised as anybody else. I mean, I don't really watch him in practice, and I don't really know a whole lot about the position, so it's hard for me to say, oh, he's not playing well, or, oh, he is playing well, because I just don't know. But I think when you have a guy that's a Pro Bowl corner that's one of your highest paid guys in the team, it's not like there was whispers, oh, Joe's going to get cut. So I think it was a big surprise.
And I know you sent out a tweet about John Greco, too.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was really tough. I think he was the next longest tenured guy with me. We'd been together the longest. So that was really tough and also really surprising, being that he has so much experience playing guard and center and even some tackle, obviously playing really, really well. So to lose that depth really definitely hurts, you know, especially we get in a situation where somebody goes down. John's a great guy to be in there, to be able to fit in wherever he needs to and pick up right where somebody left off. So losing that is really tough.
When that happened, I mean, I know you've been there forever. Do you talk to anybody about that? Do you talk to Hugh or Sashi? Why did we do this?
You know, occasionally when things go down from roster move standpoint, I'll talk to Hugh or talk to Sashi and just try to get their side of things and figure out, you know, how that fits to what our mission is, what our goals are, and it's just nice to be able to hear, you know, what they're saying and hear their reasons behind things.
Is a locker room fight between two guys that unusual?
I'm trying to think. It's, I think in 11 years, I can't remember a year we didn't have fights. It's just what happens. And even going back to high school, college, I mean, those are just things that happen.
The unusual part maybe that a guy gets cut after it.
I don't think that's ever happened, so that's probably a first. Yeah.
Is it tough, though, to kind of, is somebody have to kind of step in and make sure Rudy stays focused leading up to this first game?
Not really. I mean, I think that's what our job is. That's what we're trained to do. Like I said, there's always distractions and things that go on throughout the season, throughout the off season, and I think as a professional, we know and understand that our single focus is getting our job done.